Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yes, it is the Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate. Thank you, deep-voiced announcer guy. Hour number three gets its go right now. I am Rob Brown, the great one Lonzo, at the helm today. The conductor of the Symphony of Sound, that is the Rob Brown Show, each and every day from noon to three right here on ESPN Upstate. We're followed up, of course, by Offsides with Mark Ryan, the man who claims to be the most interactive sports talk show in the state of South Carolina. We, of course, take the claim of, nominated for. We'll let you know, what is it, August 18th, I think we go find out? 13th? 18th?
I thought it was the 14th. I don't
14th.
Know. It's somewhere around there.
You'll know when it is. I promise.
It's about a month from now.
You'll know when it is because either the next week, Lonzo and I will introduce every segment as you're listening to the best sports talk show in the state of South Carolina, or we'll never bring it up again. One or the other is going to happen.
Well, you could still bring the trophy in if you wanted to. You know, second place is...
The first loser?
Yeah, it still looks kind of cool.
Hey, who came in second in the Daytona 500 this year?
I don't know who came in first, so it doesn't really matter.
All right, bad example, but
right,
you get my point.
Texter, your co-host doesn't even know who won the Daytona 500. Yeah.
I was going to do the nerd voice, but you don't get that one with NASCAR.
Yeah, it doesn't work with NASCAR.
Yeah, it doesn't work with NASCAR. Actually.
Hey, boy, what you doing on the air? You don't even know who won the Daytona 500. You suck, boy. You do. Daggum.
Well.
That's I'm not saying that all NASCAR fans sound like that, but if that guy.
Don't. Yeah,
they don't. No, they do not.
I don't sound like that, and I'm a NASCAR fan.
By the way, I'm not making fun of South Carolina accents. My family. My aunts and uncles and my mom and everything, they're from Kentucky, so that gives me license.
You can only say that voice if you have that voice, I believe.
There's a reason why I can do it so well. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Gold Cup. CONCACAF Gold Cup. Big tournament for the Americans. Playing with their more of a developmental squad, yeah? Playing with the more developmental squad. You got a lot of MLS guys, a lot of younger guys on this team. We saw Daryl DK, who had a phenomenal game in the second of three group matches. Well, they went up against Canada, took on the Canucks, America's hat, in a Gold Cup group. It wasn't necessarily winner take all because the Americans had to win. A draw would have given Canada the group. The Americans had to win outright. They took on Canada, and this is what you needed to know.
Rob, the first ever meeting between these teams was in 1925. It is a rivalry that lay dormant for a long time. It was revived in the fall of 2019 in Toronto with Canada's first win in more than 30 years. It is renewed today on a warm afternoon in Kansas City at the 2021 CONCACAF Gold Cup. And it is, in front of a packed house at Children's Mercy Park, underway with the United States once again wearing red and blue. It is Canada in the white. Both these teams know they're advancing and will play in a quarterfinal a week from today in Dallas. As Kellen Acosta trying to drive through. How about Gianluca Busio? No, Acosta got it away. Legette in front. It's half home. 20 seconds on the clock. The United States on the board. Shaq Moore.
what a start from the United States. Straight out of the gates here, flying. Kellen Acosta getting involved, and he actually takes this one off of Buzio's toe. Finds a wide open Sebastian Legette and Shaq Moore. He gambles early here at the back post. He senses the space with Legette, time and space to pick out that pass. It's a wonderful ball across the goal from Crepeau. Greg Berhalter and his staff get exactly what they would have wanted in this game. Just 30 seconds into the match, Shaq Moore high and wide, back post, 5 yards out in the back of the net. United States lead 1-0 early.
Shaq Moore says, if you need me, there I'll be. Back post, beautiful little cross. Legette lets it flick on, and Shaq Moore nets the game's only goal 20 seconds into the match. The Americans walk away 1-0 winners over the Canadians in a game that I gotta say, I am more optimistic about this young squad than a lot of other people were.
I'm excited for an American victory, but I feel sorry for fans who got really excited after that first goal and you jumped up and you really got into it and you're going to get to do that again. Just 20 seconds in and no. Still waiting.
You know, Lonzo and I and Captain America Chris Evans down the hall were all sitting in the office this morning and had a discussion about this as I was putting the highlights in. Because I said, you know, one thing that I enjoyed last week when the Americans dumped six on Martinique was that when I made the highlights, I made like a 4-minute highlight reel of that game and it was all the goals. And when I sat down to this one, had I put together another reel of some of the better plays, which the Americans had a lot of in this match, a lot of opportunity in this match, I could have put together a 4-minute highlight match where the first goal was literally the first clip, and then it would have been a whole heck of a lot of great opportunity, great cross, it hits the post, great opportunity, great cross, beautiful block from Canada, great opportunity off the free kick here. Oh, what a defensive play by the Canadians. Alonzo would have gone, why'd you make us listen to 3 minutes of clips with one goal involved? And the answer is because that's the beautiful part of the beautiful game.
As has been the case on a lot of segments on the show today, I totally disagree with you because after the first minute or so, I would have phased out. I wouldn't have heard anything. So it would have been good.
Actually. So go to, and I'll say this one more time because I feel like I've said this to Lonzo so many times. And ladies and gentlemen, he'll get it one day. He'll get it one day. The beautiful part about this game is not found solely in the goals.
It's about the cardio and, you know, running around and being in great shape and dodging, getting kicked in the shins or also working on your acting skills, which if you are a soccer player at this level, you still need a lot of work with.
You better not say a word about the NBA anymore then. Oh, you better not say another word about the NBA being good.
I gotta say, you compare, I think the acting in the NBA is a little bit better. What's the number one movie in America right now? Anyway.
I believe it's Space Jam. Believe it's LeBron.
And some people call that acting.
Believe it's LeBron. So, the beauty of soccer is in the playing of the game, not the goals. All right. Now, if it leads to some beautiful goals, that's great. But I just like in baseball, I can be entertained by a 1-0 pitcher's duel with two hits over 9 innings because the beauty is in the playing of the game, not the runs scored.
You know what's more entertaining to me on that, on the baseball side, on that, is listening to the announcers try not to jinx it as if they believe if they say it, it's going to jinx it. I find that more entertaining.
Don't talk about the no-hitter. I'm not superstitious, but I am a little stitious. So Alexi Lawless, who a lot of people dislike. I'm not one of them. I don't dislike Alexi Lawless the way that a lot of soccer fans do.
I liked him as a player.
Back in the denim jersey days?
Yes, because I'm a little bit older, in case you didn't know. And I like him as an announcer. On occasion, when I just happen to be watching cardio.
I like Alexi, except for whatever reason, and here's where I may get Zoe on my side, being negative for the sake of being negative. Now, I don't think everybody is. I don't think Mike Irvin is calling out the Cowboys for failing to meet the vaccination rate to get on TV. Michael Irvin doesn't need publicity to get on TV. He's Michael Irvin. But I watch this
match. I believe
match.
He has a stake in Hard Knocks, but that's just me.
I watch. So negative, Lonzo. I watched this match. Here was Alexi Lawless's breakdown of this match when it was over.
If you remember, after a disappointing opening 1-0 win over Haiti to start this tournament, U.S. manager Greg Berhalter, he reflected on it and eventually called it disjointed. What do you expect his words to be about this performance?
Again, disjointed. And if you're judging this Gold Cup tournament result simply on the result, hey, A for Greg Berhalter and this team. You got the result you need. If you care about how that result came to be, then this is an F. There was nothing inspiring. There was nothing interesting. And there's certainly nothing, the way I look at it, as progressive or something to build on. This was not a good performance, but a great result.
This team hopefully will learn from this experience in that they had to suffer. They had to suffer for large spells in this game. Canada figured them out really early on. And it took a while before we saw Greg make any tactical adjustments. They didn't come to fruition as much as we thought they might have helped. But again, the positive that you take from this is you win the group. You win the group against your northern rival, your foes in Canada. And you get three wins out of the three games. So for this young group of players, there's some things that they still have to correct and get better at, Greg as well. But you go forward, you move forward into the next round, and you take the three wins, and you're positive with that moment.
If you can play poorly and still win, well done. Take it. But that only lasts so long.
He's not wrong about that. You can play not your best sport and win a few in a row and be fine.
So what's the difference between that and a coach coming on after a victory and pointing out all the negatives and the things that need to be worked on? Because he's kind of doing the same thing.
Because to him, it sounds like he thinks there was just nothing to be proud of about this win. And I disagree with him.
Well, he was wrong about one thing. They didn't figure it out early on.
They did?
No. They figured it out early on, but not very early on, like he said, because they scored in the first 20 seconds.
20 seconds.
So they figured it out after that.
They figured him out after about 10, 15 minutes. But the back line, for the most part, held. Canada had a few opportunities. The back line was pressed into duty a few times. But I think he's not acknowledging the fact that the Americans pushed Canada into a lot of tough spots as well. A lot of opportunities for the Americans. In fact, not but I think 2-3 minutes after the goal went in for Shaq Moore, there was another opportunity where Daryl DK, who had two goals, should have been three in that last match against Martinique. Daryl DK got one in, hit a beautiful little reverse heel flick towards the post, and it was 6 inches wide. If that thing's a foot in the other direction, the United States are up 2-0 at that spot. I think when the Alexi has kind of gotten to this spot where for him, he makes his money by being the negative guy. He makes his spot by being the guy who craps on when there is positive. Listen, this is the Americans B team, all right? This is the developmental squad in the Gold Cup. And in the developmental squad, you've got some guys that stepped up their game. Shaq Morris, Sebastian Legette, Daryl DK. You've got some guys that stepped their game up and showed up and performed and put this American side in a spot to gain some notice. They probably deserved another goal, maybe two, against Canada. Didn't get them. But that's the thing. You got to grind through from not getting the opportunities to getting the opportunities but not getting the goals to getting the opportunities and then getting the goals. And I think that this side has gotten through the spot where they're getting the opportunities and not the goals to where they're getting the opportunities and the goals will come. It's about building confidence, right? It's about building confidence. I don't expect excellence out of this roster at this tournament. Do I expect wins? Yeah, I do. But I don't expect perfection. I don't expect greatness. I expect development. I expect to see a better team in the quarterfinals than I did in a 1-0 win over Haiti in the opener. And that's exactly what we've gotten. Lonzo has pointed out many times that if the Americans want Americans to watch the American international side win, then they got to win, right? Well, so far, that's what they're doing. They beat Haiti. They beat Martinique. They looked better between those games. They beat Martinique. Then they beat Canada. Now, I this won't make sense to a lot of people, but to me, they looked better against Canada scoring a goal than they did against scoring six against Martinique. They looked more fluid. They looked more tactically sound. They had guys making better decisions on and off the ball. They were in the spots they needed to be in.
By
they
the
had
way,
a lot of opportunities.
I think that makes perfect sense because you pointed out that Martinique, not that good of a team. So when you're able to win against a better team, you better have better fundamentals or you just got lucky. And
yeah.
From what you said, it was better fundamentals. Now, I need a little bit of an explanation. So this is the B team. What does that mean? So does it mean they're playing in lieu of the A team because the A team is doing something else? Or are there two teams?
Most of your A-team guys, your Weston McKennies, your Kristen Pulisic, et cetera, are with their domestic teams, the teams they play for professionally.
Okay.
This team is made up of guys that are in the MLS right now who have taken a break from MLS to come play in this tournament. This is a very young team. These are your next group of stars that are going to be added into the roster.
So the reason why I'm asking this question, are they playing other teams that are doing the same? Are they playing other B teams or are they playing the A team of other countries?
Yes and no. They're playing mixed up. Like Canada has a couple of frontline guys that are not with their team, but for the most part, the Canadian team is the best team that Canada can field. Martinique, that's the best team Martinique can field. Mexico is going to be missing a couple of their better players, but it's not a bad. They're playing other B teams. They are playing mixed squads just like this is a mixed squad. There are some guys on this team that are on the A team.
So I'm not talking down about this. I just want to, because I know there are a lot of people
who
don't get it entirely.
Yeah.
So what this does do, it makes it look like the future is pretty bright. I'm not going to use the Mark Ryan quote because, you know, he uses it way too much.
That you got to wear shades.
Yeah, which I think he got from a song. Which was about nuclear war, by the way. He probably doesn't know that. But anyway, I watched the video, you know, when VH1 did the thing with the bubbles.
Pop-up video.
Yeah, that's it, pop-up video.
One of the greatest shows on TV ever.
Oh, that was great. I loved that. I'd watch that. I'd watch it now if it was on. So the sad part is, I've heard in years past about, look at this team, this is what the future is, and then the future never comes to today. I know there's no guarantee, but it's good that these kids are playing well and everything. But when they get to that next step, what does America need to do to actually be on the level of the rest of the world and stay there?
Well, that's what you're trying to find out with these guys, right? Like a lot of in the past, a lot of what you've had is taking the next generation of players and just plugging them into an old system and expecting it to work. Greg Berhalter, who is the coach of the A team, is coaching this B team too. So these guys are getting a chance to learn what it is like to play for the A team, the tactics, the formations, the prep, everything. They are getting that opportunity. And what we are looking for out of this team is to find out what group of athletes on this squad will make it to the A team, will make it to where Pulisic and McKinney and Reyna and those guys are to fill in the gaps that the A team has right now, right? The A team right now, for instance, is looking for who's going to be the striker, the goal scorer, the guy, because in the years past, it's been Jozy Altidore, and you got to replace that now because we just don't have it. Well, this team, we are looking at Daryl DK. Is he the guy we can plug at that spot up front in that one position that can get us those goals that have been missed? The Americans have been in spots to contend in World Cups and Olympics in years past and just haven't been able to find the goals they've needed to push to the next level. Well, maybe Daryl DK, who got three in the last one, got two, created the third own goal. Maybe he's that guy. We're trying to learn that so we can promote them so that in a month, when the United States plays Canada again in Nashville for World Cup qualifying, a game that they need points for, maybe Daryl DK is the guy you plug in up front to go find those goals that we have not had. That's why this Gold Cup has been important, but it's also why there are guys like me that are getting optimistic because we're seeing it. We're seeing pieces that we have not had at the top level. Can it translate from this level in the Gold Cup up to World Cup qualifying? The answer is, fingers crossed, because if so, we're in a good spot. Let's take a break. We'll come back here in just a moment from right now. We got to get some NBA discussion in. Damian Lillard going to request a trade. And, of course, there's a potential super team on the line to be formed. And you guys are going to hate who Dame Lillard might be lined up to next year. Tell you that when we come back. Rob Lonzo, you with ESPN Upstate.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Rob Brown Show rolls on. This is ESPN Upstate. Rob Lonzo and you. Be a part of the show. 844-GSP. Talking about Aaron Rodgers. And Damian Lillard may be joining the Aaron Rodgers camp of I like my team, but I don't love my team. I'm out. Damian Lillard, there was a report towards the end of last week saying that Damian Lillard was not thrilled with the direction of the Portland Trailblazers and with their fans predominantly, said that he just didn't feel like he was getting the love, I guess, and might be requesting a trade up out of Portland, might decide to take his talents elsewhere. Now, Damian Lillard came out and said that wasn't true, and that, quote, anything I have to say, I'm going to say it directly to Neil, talking about Trailblazers president Neil Olshey. Since then, another source that claims to be close to Damian Lillard has come out and said that in the days to come, probably by the end of this week, Damian Lillard would request a trade out of Portland. Why is this a story? Why is this a big discussion? Well, frankly, because if Damian Lillard was to request a trade out of Portland, it would rock the NBA, man. It really would. It would be the next big named superstar, not just to ask out, not just to try to get out, but the next big name superstar that would likely end up joining a super team. And the word right now is that the Los Angeles Lakers are already beginning to put together a play to bring Dame time to LA to pair him up with Anthony Davis and LeBron James, trying to put together a trio in LA that would be on par with the trio that has been put together in Brooklyn. Here's what I'm interested about in this story, Lonzo. We are watching in the NBA Finals right now a pair of teams that are not super teams, a pair of teams that are well-constructed rosters. You got a very good set of complementary teams based around, or complementary players that are based around Giannis Antetokounmpo in Milwaukee. You got a very good complement of players that are based around Devin Booker in Phoenix, a group of role guys that have come together to form some chemistry that took two teams, not super teams, to the NBA Finals. The super team in Brooklyn got beat by Milwaukee. The super teams in the West, including LA, all got knocked out by Phoenix, right? I've said a couple of times, I think that we are entering a new era in the NBA. I think we are going to start to see more teams following the path that Phoenix and Milwaukee built. But I got to tell you right now, if the Lakers add Damian Lillard and are able to stay healthy from start to finish, which I think was the big problem in these playoffs this year, they were just banged up. If they add Dame Lillard, as much as we talked about Kyrie, KD, and James Harden, and maybe I should learn my lesson, because I said when those three got together in Brooklyn, I thought we were looking at what would be the most prolific and potent offense in the history of the NBA. If Dame time gets added, it takes pressure off of LeBron. It opens up the floor for Anthony Davis. I think Dame, AD, and LeBron become the best super team we've ever seen in the NBA.
But and here's another reason why you do this, because when Anthony Davis goes down again, and I say when and not if, when he goes down again, you got that second star on the team. So this is one of those teams where, and we saw that in Brooklyn also, how often were all three of those stars on the team? So now it's not bringing in that third star so all three of you can play together. It's bringing in that third star in case one of them goes down, because it seems like that's happening quite a bit now.
Sure.
And if Dame Lillard was on this Lakers team, they'd be in the finals right now.
I don't think you're wrong. I think you're spot on accurate, actually. I think if Dame's in there after what we saw Dame do this season and postseason.
With Anthony Davis down.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Team, yeah.
I agree. I also think the chances of AD getting hurt probably decrease, right? You take the pressure off of Anthony Davis, he's not going to get double teamed and as absolutely racked and beat under the goal as he does now. Because if you send two down to AD, then you've ended up opening the floor up for Dame Lillard to be knocking down those logo threes that he's known for, right? I think Anthony Davis, I'm not saying he wouldn't, but it's less likely he gets hurt if Dame's on that team.
If you're Dame Lillard and you're willing to share the ball a little bit, share the spotlight, and you want a championship, that's where you go.
Yeah, I completely concur. Completely agree with you. Now, here's where it gets fun. Here's where it gets interesting. Dame Lillard has gone out of his way during his time in Portland to paint himself as the exception to the super team rule. He's gone out of his way to paint himself as a guy who's loyal to Portland. He doesn't want to be on a super team. He wants to have a team built around him. He wants the credit for succeeding in the environment that super teams have created in the last couple of years. I think there is as much of a chance here, though, that Dame isn't so much committed to leaving to go to a super team as he's using his leverage as one of the NBA's numero uno dudes to force Portland into going to find pieces like Phoenix did for Devin Booker, like Milwaukee has done for Giannis Antetokounmpo, which, if we're being honest, Portland really hasn't done, right? They pretty much relied on Dame to be the dude and just brought in a mismatch of guys. I wonder if Dame Lillard isn't maybe doing a little bit of this, Lonzo, just to try to put some heat on Neil Olshney and the rest of the gang in Portland to go, you know what? I want to be here. I want to be the guy. Here's the thing, though. I've been in a situation where I've worked for a radio station where I bent over backwards to carry that. When a host went to jail and they had nothing else to do, not only did I do 7 to 8 live hours of radio a day, but I was the only programming guy in the building. I was programming 2 stations for them because they had nobody else to do it. And then it got to a point where I realized, oh, you guys never actually intended to get me help. You were just rolling on the fact that I was willing to do all this and be in this building 14 hours a day running 2 stations for you. You just wanted to take full advantage of that until I was done and I had to walk, despite having vicious loyalty to the listeners of that market. I had to walk. Part of the reason I'm here, right? I got to wonder if this isn't Dame basically, Lonzo, putting the Portland Trailblazers on notice of, you're either going to do what Phoenix did for Booker, you're going to do what Milwaukee did for Giannis, or I will go somewhere else, because everybody has a breaking point where they're done being the only guy that pitches in to accomplish a mission.
It's smart business sense playing both sides, because then you decide which one you want more. If the team comes to him and says, hey, man, we want to keep you here, we're willing to do this for you, then you have a decision to make, especially if you have the option to go to L.A. And either decision is a pretty good decision financially.
Yeah.
So there's nothing wrong with that.
I got no ill will towards Dame here. Trailblazers haven't done anything to help him that I can tell off the top of my head in a couple of years. And he's going, hey, either you do or I'm out. I got no issue if that's the way he's playing this. None at all. Speaking of Aaron Rodgers, we've been keeping an eye on his situation. We are waiting to find out if we're going to get any new information. But the Packers go to camp this week. And so far, there's been zero indication that Aaron Rodgers is going to show up. You know, we called it. I think we both put our predictions on the table a couple of weeks ago. And I stand by it. Aaron Rodgers is not quarterbacking the Green Bay Packers this year, Lonzo. I think the Packers at this point, I hate to say it, because you want fair market trade value for the reigning defending NFC MVP. But I got to tell you, I don't think they're getting it.
Yeah, I believe he's done too. But if he wasn't, if he did decide to stay there, he doesn't really need training camp like everybody else does. He's Aaron Rodgers.
True. The team plays to him, not the other way around. I agree with you. But, you know, I think Dame is putting the feet to the fire in Portland. I think Aaron Rodgers feels like he's put the feet to the fire in years past and the Packers still have not changed anything. I got to think. Now, A-Rod said, what, last week or the week before, he said, look, at the end of the day, this is for my mental health. This is for my mental well-being. This is for me to have peace of mind. Sometimes I just don't want to talk about football, and that's why I've been so quiet. Now, there may be some truth to that. I'll take him at his word. But him not showing up to camp, if he doesn't, which, again, I don't think he will, but if he doesn't show up to camp, I've got to think that at some point, he just doesn't want to be there. He feels stabbed in the back, and he's not wrong for feeling that way. Seen a lot of people go after Rodgers. Oh, I could do this to the team. But not go after the Packers and go, how could you do this to Aaron Rodgers? Of all the positions on the football field that you want to be loyal to, the quarterback's the guy if he's as good as Aaron Rodgers. He's simply saying, they've screwed me over, I'm done. And I don't blame him for it. Take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about what happened at the Nationals Park over the weekend, a very sad story there, and then Twitter trending topics to wrap up the Monday. Remember, Diddy is in for me, a Diddy takeover of the Rob Brown Show tomorrow. I'll be at Clemson for Media Day calling and checking into the show. We'll update you on what the rest of the week looks like when we come back right here on ESPN Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The Rob Brown Show, heading towards the end. Let me grab clip number 8, if you don't mind. Nope, scratch that, 9. Number 9, if you don't mind, please, Alonzo. Sixth inning over the weekend. The Washington Nationals television broadcast. I don't know, man. Just a sad moment. You know, we were talking earlier in the show about sports is supposed to be an escape from reality, an escape from real life. It's supposed to be the place we go and the thing we do to get away from the bad stuff. Over the weekend, during a game, there were shots fired just outside of Nationals Park, and they came across the television broadcast. I'm going to play this audio. This is from Bally Sports West was carrying the game. And I want you to listen closely as the wrap-up of the sixth inning concluded. You can hear the gunshots. It's horrifying.
Gets Meyer swinging. Padres put 3 more on the board. 8-4.
Nationals dugout to get away.
Yeah, people are
the bloody dugout. The end of the Padres dugout now, too.
This is really your attention, scary. Please. We ask that you remain inside the stadium at this time. Once again, your attention, please. We ask that you remain inside the stadium at this time.
So several people have run into both the Nationals and Padres dugout here and have run out of the stadium. And they're being asked, as you just heard, to stay in the stadium at the moment. We are not sure what's taking place. We will step aside and come back.
Once again, your attention, please. For your safety, please remain inside the stadium at this time.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. The action is outside of the stadium. At this time, we ask that you remain in the stadium.
So that was the end of the broadcast. The game would be suspended in the sixth inning due to a shooting outside of Nationals Park. You heard the stadium PA announcer there saying the shooting is taking place outside the stadium. Please stay inside the stadium. They would end up having people. I mean, it was a horrifying scene. If you got to see it, they had some cameras outside the park looking down. People are just sprinting in different directions, trying to find cover, trying to get out. It ended up being some sort of argument / confrontation between people outside of the stadium. 3 people ended up being shot. I believe 1 or 2 are still in the hospital as a result. We don't know what spurred the shooting, what caused the shooting. Still waiting to find out exactly what the details were, but it's frustrating, Lonzo, because regardless of where you stand on everything going on in the world, at the end of the day, baseball is supposed to be one of the things that brings us together. Baseball is supposed to be one of the things that you're supposed to be able to go enjoy to get away from everything that's happening that is scary in the world. And here you are outside of a Major League Baseball game, a good one. People are supposed and now you can't even go to a baseball game. I mean, granted, look, there have been 1,000 baseball games played so far this season, and this is the only one it's happened. But it's kind of one of those things that the reason I hate it so much, Lonzo, is, you know, I go to baseball games as often as possible, whether it's the drive or the Spartan Burgers or going over to Atlanta and going to a Braves game. When you're in a stadium, when you're in a game and you're enjoying a game, dude, the thought of I might get shot here is not supposed to even cross your mind. And now it's one of those things that will, like it or not, there. It's one of those things of I got to leave this game to walk back to my car, and all it's going to take is one crazy person, and it might be my last baseball game. It sucks.
See, I got to admit, since where I grew up, I think that everywhere I go, I mean, into restaurants, all that, it always enters my mind when I first go somewhere. So, and there are some people that are like that. It shouldn't be that way. It absolutely shouldn't be that way. And I don't blame the panic of the people running out of the stadium. Unfortunately, they're running towards the problem and not away from it. I've been in a situation. I just thought of this while we were playing the clip. I was at Red, White, and Boom in Columbus, and there are people wall to wall. I mean, getting ready to watch the fireworks. And then a fight broke out, and then immediately, like, a square opened up where people just spread out, and then one of the guys pulled out a gun and fired it into the air, and there was this mass panic running everywhere. And in this kind of situation, there was nowhere you could go. If that guy would have decided to, instead of shooting in the air, just start pointing and shooting people. So this has been, I mean, this is nothing new, unfortunately. These kind of things have the possibility of happening. I'm just glad they don't happen very often. Unfortunate part, though, it's a copycat society, and when this happens once, other people follow suit, and I hate that because you hear about unrest outside of soccer games in other countries, but you don't hear about it here as much as you possibly could, and hopefully this isn't the beginning of a trend.
Yeah, you gotta hope. I mean, it's painful. Like I said, I mean, I was at a Braves game 2 months ago with a couple of the guys. We were just hanging out, and you know, I'm sitting there and sitting there on the third base line and or I guess first base line and having a beer and enjoying a hot dog, and it's not, that's never supposed to cross your mind, and now it will. It's just a loss of one more loss of innocence in the world of sports that it sucks, man. It just sucks. All right, let's take a break. Twitter trending topics to wrap up next on the Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate.
You know, since we've been doing Twitter trending topics together, you were doing it before I got on the show. There are times when something happens and I just smile because I'm like, see, I was right. So we probably only have time for, you know, one, maybe two, but we got to get to this. Skynet is trending.
Is it because of umpires?
No.
Why is it trending, Lonzo?
All right, Skynet is trending because of stinking Boston Dynamics. They just put out a robot that dances, and it is fluid.
Yeah.
And people are not liking it because Boston Dynamics creepy already. Everything they
put out
there. I
showed you the video from the pro-am. Boston Dynamics had one of their dog robots out there.
After the show, look at the dancing robot.
I'm watching it right now. Yeah, I cheated to look not, it up. It's I got to tell you, this robot has better dance moves than Diesel. All right.
That's not hard to do. and Diesel's the best dancer of the four shows. So
Oh. Easy killer.
See?
Easy killer.
See? Look at that, man. You can't do that.
Your boy is undefeated at wedding receptions. All right? That's all I'm going to. I'm just going to leave that right there.
At what point of the reception are you undefeated?
The end of them.
Yeah. Imagine that.
The end of them.
Well, a lot of things happen at the end of those. All right. Another quick thing trending. Sports Illustrated is trending.
Sports Illustrated has, I believe, announced, if it's the story I think of, Naomi Osaka is going to be the first woman on the first woman of color athlete on the cover of the swimsuit issue.
No. If you ask most red-blooded males why Sports Illustrated is
because the swimsuit issue's out.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
Naomi Osaka on the cover.
That's true. You didn't say that. You didn't say that it was that edition. You just talked about her.
Lonzo's going to spend the rest of the day at his office with a swimsuit edition. I will be live from Clemson Diddy and tomorrow. See you then on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate. Later.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.